From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, January 25th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that parishioners of St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Catskill are angered over the recent sale of the Stations of the Cross that hung in the historic church building for more than a century. The 12 ornately carved relief images depicting Jesus Christ on the day of his crucifixion were removed and sold for an undisclosed sum, church supporters told the paper on Tuesday, January the 24th. The Friends of St. Pat's group learned in late December the items had been sold to the Sacred Heart Church in Troy. The Friends group has appealed the decision of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany to close the Bridge Street Church. Because the appeal is still pending, nothing can be altered or moved in the church, according to canon law, Friends co-leader Deb Johnson said. She said, and I quote, "The stations were clearly there on the wall in November. They were original when the church was built," end quote. Group co-leader Anthony Petriani said, and I quote, "We are all shocked and upset. Nothing should have been touched in that church," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Debbie Mayer is reporting in the Columbia paper that a sampling of Germantown residents believe the town's major strength is its small-town character and its greatest weakness is its unappealing town gateway on Route 9G. The informal survey was conducted on Saturday, January the 21st, at the conclusion of the final public vision meeting held by the town's Comprehensive Plan Review Committee. Residents in attendance also rated the Palatine Park Road redevelopment as Germantown's greatest opportunity and the character of its new development as its greatest threat. The town will conduct a formal survey of all residents as part of the Comprehensive Plan Review process. Participants in the poll Saturday also found the town's diverse economy to be a strength, health services were cited as a weakness, and the loss of the town land as a threat. The review committee will continue to meet twice a month, and all updates will be posted at the town website. A draft of the plan will be eventually presented at a public hearing, and the revised draft handed over to the town board thereafter. The town board will hold a public hearing on the document before adoption of the revised plan is considered. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. John Campbell reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Manchester by the Sea, Hail Caesar, Deepwater Horizon, and Silence received Oscar nominations on January 24th, and earlier they received tax credits from New York State. New York taxpayers put up $420 million annually for a series of tax credits for film production and post-production work performed in the state. A 2016 study from the University of Southern California found New York spent $2.6 billion on tax breaks for the film industry from 1997 to 2015, more than any other state in the country. Governor Andrew Cuomo's current budget proposal calls for extending tax credits through 2022. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Patricia LeBeouf reports in the Berkshire Eagle that Pittsfield is getting refugees from Syria and Iraq. Jewish Family Services of Western Massachusetts received approval last week to resettle up to 50 refugees in the Pittsfield area. Sometime in the spring, the first refugees will arrive, said Maxine Stein, president and CEO of Jewish Family Service. Stein said, and I quote, "This is an amazing opportunity for Pittsfield to once again become a welcoming community for refugees," end quote. Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer is welcoming the refugees in a statement, and I quote, "I believe strongly, both personally and professionally, in our obligation to respond to this humanitarian crisis, and I am committed to ensure that the citizens of Pittsfield have ample opportunity to learn more about this endeavor and to providing a welcoming environment to those from Syria who we may someday call friend and neighbor," end quote. The nonprofit group says 1,734 refugees from around the world came to the state last year. You can read that full story in the Berkshire Eagle. Heather Bellow is reporting in the Berkshire Eagle that four Western Massachusetts towns are trying to start their own fiber network and find a service provider. South Berkshire County towns, Monterey, Sandusville, Tolan, and New Marlborough are banding together. Sandusville Town Manager and Select Board Chair Alice Boyd said, and I quote, "I get more calls about broadband than the roads, and many of those calls are from people hoping to purchase a home," end quote. The plan still needs approval from the Massachusetts Broadband Initiative and Massachusetts Technology Collaboration Boards. You can read that full story in the Berkshire Eagle. The Greene County Legislature unanimously passed Resolution 2217 on January 18th, a non-binding resolution in favor of allowing alternative taxi companies in the area. Currently, companies such as Uber and Lyft are only allowed to operate within the five boroughs of New York City, but not in the rest of New York State. Albany lawmakers have discussed allowing the businesses elsewhere, but no bill has been passed. Timothy Knight reports in the Schoharie News that photographic and video footage show a man assaulting a protester at the March for Women on January 21st in Cobleskill. The march at Cobleskill's Veteran Memorial Center Park was one of over 600 across the country on Saturday, including local actions in Woodstock, Albany, Poughkeepsie, Hudson, and Delhi. The video shows a middle-aged Caucasian male pushing a woman who can be heard saying, and I quote, "Oh my God, my knees are bad," end quote. You can read that full story in the Schoharie News. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today with a temperature high near 39 degrees. For Wednesday night, a slight chance of showers after 10 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 33. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 46 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of snow showers before midnight. Then a slight chance of snow showers after 3 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 30. And on Friday, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 38 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 25. Sunrise today was at 7:14 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:01 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 25th day of January 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.